second short ha'ara is, so the Gemara said that there were three matanos toivos that the Yidden had. The man, the bear, and the Ananiya Kovet. And these three matanos we got in the schus of Shloisha Parnosim Toivim. Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. Initially, the Be'er came in the schus of Miriam, the Ananiya Kovet in the schus of Aharon, and the man in the schus of Moshe. Miriam was the first of the three to leave this world. Miriam was Mesa in Chodesh Nisan, and when she died, the Yidden lost the Be'er Shel Miriam. Incidentally, the Chasam Sofer says, Ha-hoichvi ha-tsur agam moyim is Rosh HaTevis Miriam. Ha-hoichvi ha-tsur agam moyim Rosh HaTevis Miriam, because the water, that all came in the schus of Miriam, but it came back in the schus of Aharon and Moshe. Then Aharon died, and the Yidden lost the Ananiya Kovet, and the Be'er again, but it came back in the schus of Moshe. When Moshe passed away, then they lost everything. And the Gemara says, that's pshat in a very, very difficult pasuk. It says, Va'akhir es shloishes haroyim b'yerech echad, that in Yerech Echad, 1 month, the shloishes haroyim, referring to Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam, they all die. V'ik the Gemara, v'chi b'yerech echad mesu, v'alei Miriam mesa b'nisan, Aharon b'av, and Moshe b'adar. Elo melamed, it doesn't mean that they die, but it means the Megillah Matanos Toivos that they got as a result of them. That's what got lost. The Chasam Sofer, in Toiris Moshe, in Parashas Chukas, he talks a lot about this Gemara. He says some dvarim neflam, but they're raid bites onto themselves that we're going to have to say for another day, as hard as it is. But there's some major, major inyonim in Chasam Sofer, Toiris Moshe, Parashas Chukas, on this Gemara. But one thing that he does say, just al derech hapshat, because something we have to speak out from this, and that is, the Chasam Sofer says that what could be, you could say, more al derech hapshat, that the pshat is because Miriam dies. Vatomash on Miriam. And what happened right afterwards? There was no water. The reason is our Gemara that we just learned. The Beresh on Miriam was taken away. What happens? The Yidden start complaining. They wanted water. Hashem told Moshe, go to the rock, v'dibartem el ha'sela. Moshe Rabbeinu instead hit the rock. And because he hit the rock and didn't speak to the rock, Aharon and Moshe, both of them, were judged and they were told that you're not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Chasam Sofer, it comes out, al derech hapshat, that Misas Miriam was goyrim Misas Moshe and Misas Aharon. Because Misas Miriam, once Misas Miriam, now there's no water, that led and that triggered the dibartem el ha'sela. As a result, yan lo yehman tibi lahaktisheni, that's why you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's true, it wasn't mamish va'akhir eshloishas b'yerech echad. But on some level, the whole thing was triggered. It was all triggered as a result of Mises Ahar, at Mises Miriam, and as a result, Yesh Loimer, that's Pshadim, Va'achir Eshloishes Aram. The Chasam Sofer's Lashon is, V'yesh Liyashiv Kushis Ashas. That's a heavy Lashon. V'yesh Liyashiv Kushis Ashas. Dare al Yidei Mei Meriva Meis Moshe V'Aharin. Umei Meriva Nistavav al Yidei Mises Miriam. Vim Ken Shaper Kara HaKosov Misosin B'yerech Echot. That's really a Hakdama to the Chasam Sofer's raid on this Inyan. But Ayin Shem or Metz Hashem one day.